Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can always grab the podcast via Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you grab your podcasts. Just put in the term Sports Junkies. We had Grant Paulson on earlier. Grant said he liked Happy Gilmore. 65% on our poll say they liked it. So 35% with Drabby out on Happy Gilmore 2.
Very good.
One thing I'm confident in, EB won't see it. And I'm pretty confident Jason won't see it either.
I think there's Billy Joel documentary.
If it's on Netflix, I might just watch it.
I think they should watch it just for the golfer cameos.
Yeah. Like, maybe I'll watch it just to check it out, just to give you a rare opinion.
Plus, but you could see Paige Spiranak.
Yeah, I guess. I think there's a Billy Joel documentary that just came out maybe like a couple days ago.
I haven't watched it yet, but it looks intriguing.
I think I want to see that. I mean, I love music docs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be right up my alley.
My buddy was telling me about a Yacht Rock documentary.
Yeah, I've seen it.
What's it called? You know? Is it pretty good?
It's okay. I wish you. I would have maybe done it a little bit differently,
is that on net?
I think so. I don't know. I think so.
Looks like HBO.
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't know.
I've
actually watched it twice, so I liked it enough. I liked the music enough that I endured it twice, but I wish it was a little bit better. To be honest with you,
a lot of Christopher Cross in there.
Christopher Cross, Michael McDonald.
Love it.
It's a little weird the way that they based it on these guys that did like a Yacht Rock YouTube stream thing. They're kind of like crediting those guys for labeling it Yacht Rock.
Looks like it's just called Yacht Rock, a documentary.
Yeah.
But a documentary, D-O-C-K.
I like that.
I like that
spelling.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
Hollywood music. Of course, driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's a general manager. She'll take care of you. You can check out their entire selection of certified pre-owned and new vehicles right on their website, bmwfairfax.com. When you get there, make sure you mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star either way, though, I promise. By the way, Happy Gilmore 2 is the one that everyone's sort of talking about today. I will get to the Fantastic Four, which won the box office. But there's a website out there that I'm sure you guys are familiar with, Tom's Guide. You've ever seen that?
I've not.
They do various, I don't know, they do a lot of entertainment stuff. They come out with the 5 best Netflix comedies to stream after you're done watching Happy Gilmore 2.
Okay.
All right. So I don't know if any of
these... Can I predict one?
Sure. These are movies that have come out on Netflix, I guess, over the last year or two.
Over the last year or two?
Yes.
I'm not sure this was further back, but I liked it. Guilty pleasure movie like Happy Gilmore.
Actually,
the
one
wrong
of them
Missy.
Is,
okay.
Did you see that one?
I think I did see it.
One of these is like 17 years old. It's at the bottom of it. It's called Burn After Reading. Have you heard of that? Came out in 2008.
Not sure.
All right, so it's not just the last year or two.
Yeah.
Did my wrong Missy make it? I like that dumb movie.
No, that did not make it. So it's got, and I don't know if this is in any particular order, but it's got Hitman, starring everybody's favorite Glenn Powell.
Don't know anything about it.
A dark, funny comedy thriller that cemented Glenn Powell's status as a breakout Hollywood star. It says, a cross between a breezy crime caper and a rom-com. So that's one you could check out. One of Them Days, I'm not even sure. It's a spin on the classic buddy comedy, starring Kiki Palmer. I don't know if you're into that. Beetlejuice, which I guess was Tim Burton's answer to the Beetlejuice that came out last year. Did any of you guys see that yet?
Did not.
Yeah. And then
I haven't seen the first one.
And then Dungeons and Dragons. Honor Among Thieves.
Not going to see that. Though I think it's like a comedy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's one of the five comedies.
It's a comedic spin on D&D.
So you guys have all done
Of them.
Maybe if you're in the mood for comedy and you're like, oh, I already watched Happy Gilmore 2. What am I going to watch tonight? Well, there you go. There are a couple options. But if you want to go to the movies, did your son go?
He did see Fantastic Four.
All right. He's one of those guys.
Did that kill it?
He liked it a lot.
Finished number one, did $118 million. Major comeback for the series. Let me see. Short of maybe the expected $130 million, but it did very well. The best performing weekend for a Marvel film this year, easily surpassing Captain America and Thunderbolts. So give me your son's take on it. He just said he loved it.
I didn't get any details. He thought it was really well done.
My file on Fantastic Four is not that good. I know that.
Give me the four characters.
I don't know them. That's what I'm saying. Maybe Human Torch.
Human Torch is one.
That's one.
Yeah.
Is there a Surfer guy? Like some sort of like
Silver Surfer is not in. I don't think is in the mix. It's
who does Mr. Like a thing or I don't know what you call him.
Who does Pascal play?
He plays. Is it Mr. Fantastic? I believe.
All right.
What is Mr.
He like,
Fantastic?
Is he like a Plastic Man type deal? I don't know.
See, you don't even have a good file on it.
The Thing is like this big rock thing.
I know that.
Human Torch and is it
Storm, 2 for 4?
Storm, right?
I don't know. Invisible Woman? I don't even
Invisible Woman.
My file on them is not the greatest.
Slightly better than mine.
So Fantastic Four, number one, did $118 million, maybe slightly below what they expected, $130 million, but still a big win for them. Superman finished second, kind of a big drop off though, only $25 million there. But so far it's grossed almost $300 million domestically, $289 million.
Right, here are the Fantastic Four powers. Mr. Fantastic stretches his body into incredible lengths.
Okay.
Invisible Woman renders herself invisible and can create powerful invisible force fields, EB, in case you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Human Torch, obvious, and the Thing possesses superhuman strength.
Who was Stretch Armstrong? Is that just a toy just a we toy. Grew up with?
Yeah, just a random toy. You think it wasn't a fun toy where you could just stretch his arms out like as far as your arms could go? And then eventually it would break and like stuff would ooze out of him.
Right.
You have to throw him away.
Some radioactive chemicals.
Yeah,
all those movies you talked about, all those IMAX movies are just killing it. So everyone wants to go see those.
Right.
And I think there's, I heard this morning, 12 more coming out this year. It's either 7 or 12 more IMAX movies.
Don't know anything about them.
Valdez, I know that
all the ones you just mentioned.
You're just talking Marvel movies.
Yeah, I'm just saying the IMAX theater movies are all those are the ones that are killing it.
I don't know. Have I ever seen an IMAX movie? I think
one or two.
I've
seen one or two.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You haven't.
I'm IMAXless. Maybe I'll have to try it sometime.
I've seen one or two.
Valdez, lose more of my hearing.
I know you're a big Beyonce Cowboy Carter album. You raved about that. She's doing her Cowboy Carter tour. I guess she ended it with her final tour stop in Vegas, and it included a Destiny's Child reunion. So there
just
you go.
Just throwing them a bone?
Yeah, throwing the old... Yeah, can you name the other two members?
Kelly Rowland
and Michelle Williams, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled her.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of interesting. You could put that tour to rest. I guess Jennifer Lopez is still touring. I guess she had another wardrobe malfunction. I think I saw a clip of it. It almost looked like it was planned, like more than it was.
I saw people saying that too.
Yeah, it almost looked like it was planned,
just to drum up some interest in her tour.
Yeah, right. Terrible.
That's sad.
Isn't that sad?
That's what she succumbed to.
Yeah. Jay Leno's in the news, and he is criticizing the modern late night talk shows for alienating half their audience with their partisan politics. I happen to agree with him. There's some people have seen Jay lately, and they, you know,
is he doing all right? Or
he just looks rough. You know, he's had a couple incidents.
Set himself on fire accidentally.
Yeah,
a
he
few
was in front
ago.
Of all those steam cars and like blew his face up. And remember, he claimed to have fallen down a hill a couple years ago. He's dealing with his wife, who's got like severe Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Mm. He's got a lot going on, but he's still. They had pictures of him and video of him just last week. He was in one of those dumb steam cars or whatever that he owns, just driving around L.A.
Yeah,
you know, just going for a joyride. I mean, what else are you gonna do?
He fell down a 60-foot hill.
How did he survive that?
I don't know. He's 74 years old when it happened.
I think he like rolled down the hill type thing. It's not like he fell into a drop.
He said, I rolled down the hill, hit my head on a rock, and it knocked me in the eye.
I don't remember how he survived that.
Now, some people thought
he would have broken his freaking spine.
The people with the alternate hypotheses, Cakes, were suggesting that he got beat up.
Ah, okay.
And I can't remember what it was over, but yeah. I'm sure you care, Cakes, but they're saying that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, they had the rocks.
They know. They may be on the rocks. I don't know. But their $100 million Netflix deal looks like it's going to expire with a whimper. Nobody paying attention. I can't imagine that Netflix is going to Renew it.
What'd they come up with?
Who knows?
I have no idea.
You imagine?
Did they have a podcast that died too?
I thought Meghan Markle maybe did a cooking show. Did I see something about that?
Oh, yeah, she did, I think.
Oh, Meghan, we're going to have to do some belt tightening. No more $100 million Netflix deal coming through.
I'm sure that's
what he sounds like.
They say, here's a royal expert who commenting, saying, quote, cancellation is a proper response to ghastly ratings, since the only project they produced with financial benefit to Netflix was their initial mudslinging of the royal family during their docuseries, Harry and Meghan.
Mm. They did a reality show.
I guess. American Eagle, they announced an upcoming fall campaign with Drab and Valdez's Sydney Sweeney. They say
Drab did discover her.
The stock immediately skyrocketed.
Well, it got a pop. It got like a 15% pop, I think.
I feel like I used to go to American Eagle in my 20s. What's the appropriate age cutoff for American Eagle?
Pop, you're 20. Yeah.
Teenage.
Yes.
I saw she's everywhere. She's got her own ice cream or donut or something at Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm. She's a great entrepreneur.
Yeah, she's everywhere.
Give her credit.
Hey, we used to have our own donuts.
We did. The fractured prune?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, way back in the day. Yeah, I like that.
I had chocolate and peanut butter.
I can't remember what mine had in it, but I know it was good and it was fattening.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And last but not least, two baseball fans, Cakes, they appeared to be having too good of a time at Yankee Stadium.
Saw it, yeah.
I don't know what they were doing, but there's a guy wearing an Eagle, I can guess, wearing an Eagles jersey, sitting alongside a woman, and they say that they were engaging in a sex act. Now, it doesn't look like, I can't see their hands, so I'm assuming that's what was going on.
Yeah.
But it's not like their
Why
heads
Why is he
are,
wearing an Eagles jersey at a Yankee
He's
game?
Wearing a Phillies lid, too.
No,
he's wearing a Phillies jersey and a Phillies hat.
Oh, yeah. Why do you say Eagles?
I don't know why I said that.
Oh, okay.
Did I say Eagles? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, it's kind of a hot video.
All right, send it
look
to
at her. She's like,
I can't tell, dude. All I see is a still picture.
Oh, haven't seen the video?
I haven't seen the video. No.
She's shaking.
Oh, she is? I want to see
Big
it.
Big baseball fan.
I will say this. I was in the Philly area, right, because we were there this weekend, and we're just killing time, wandering around town, going to TJ Maxx and Marsh, just killing time, literally. Went to Bubba's
You're
Steakhouse.
Undefeated at going to TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
He goes to tropical islands.
One
and
of them
has
some fall
Maxx.
Stuff.
Oh, you're waiting for the fall gear?
Waiting for the fall gear.
Okay.
Yeah, the fall could be coming any day
it's
now.
A big drop.
Back to school. But they do have a ton of pride. Like, everyone's wearing Phillies or Eagles stuff.
Sure.
Like in the surrounding, I wasn't even in the city. I was just in the outskirts, the suburbs. Mm-hmm. And you go into stores, and they're all Phillies and Eagles hats and jerseys
everywhere.
That's
how cities are supposed to be.
Not like that around here.
Struck me in Pittsburgh when I went to Pittsburgh the one time. You didn't see any.
Pittsburgh is that way too, yeah. For sure.
Well, Philly, they're crazy. I mean, they're just crazy fans up there.
Yeah, I mean, they're diehard. All right, hold on. So Drabby just sent me the video. So am I supposed to watch this right here? Do you think I'll get titillated? Let me see. It's 32 seconds. No. Is he got his right hand somewhere?
It's I think hidden. At some point he does.
How are they? So what's the point? Like they're way up in the stands.
The
not
is,
too many.
They're bored watching baseball. Big surprise, and
come on, baseball cakes.
They're resorting to but some like, other shenanigans.
He's not even looking at her.
I know.
She's writhing around.
It's the exhibitionist in them.
So that's what it is?
Yeah,
but you think they're filming something like for their OnlyFans or something?
No.
You think these are just two regular folks?
Yes.
Some other loser a couple rows back in the worst seats in the house videoed them.
He got horny at a baseball game. He's taking care of her, and then people are watching it.
Yeah, but it's literally broad daylight. Now, the only thing is, the only people that would catch that would be the people behind.
Right.
The people in front of you are not going to catch it. There's only, looks like, a couple rows behind you.
Hey, maybe she's
so they're
horned
putting
up.
On a show for just a few people.
Maybe she's horned up because she hit the 50-50 jackpot.
I don't think they're putting on a show.
You think they're just literally trying to hide it.
Yes.
They're trying to be discreet.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yes.
They're trying to hide in plain sight.
the old, like, movie theater trick.
I mean, she's totally squirming around.
Yeah. I know.
Is there audio?
Like a PA announcer.
Something tells me this is not going to be the last viewing of this video.
I will have to check the audio. Yeah,
I mean, she's not even she's not even attractive. You can't, you know.
I mean, who cares?
I'm just saying, there's no way you can get that
one. I like
one
it though. I like your hustle, Valdez.
Well, it's just interesting because he's trying to help her and he's paying no attention to her though. He's just looking at the field.
I know, because if you're looking
at... He's trying to play it off.
Yeah, because if you're looking at her, then everyone's going to know what you're doing. He thinks he's being slick.
He does.
They both do.
She can't sit still. Boy, she's having
Neither can you.
She's having a day.
Yeah. You're going to watch that during a commercial break.
It might.
Yeah, get a commercial break film study.
All right. There you go. I entertained you.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. We'll come back and talk about who everybody is saying is the breakout star of Commanders training camp so far.
All right, so I got to thank Mark. Mark just sent this to me, PizzaFan101 on Twitter.
Nice.
He just sent this article from USA Today. Everything's all AI, right? Everything's all about AI, all the various AI things, business plans, everything, and well, AI also makes record predictions.
Okay. Right.
And the USA Today put out an article, and I don't know which AI platform. I don't know if this ChatGPT or Grok or one of the millions of different AI whatever things that are out there, which one did it. But I'm just going to give you a little setup before we get to the Commanders. All right. So it went around, and it gave a win projection for all 32 teams. Okay. They used Google Gemini, I guess is what they used. All right. So just looking at a couple. So AFC East, they have the Bills leading there going 12-5. Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Patriots maybe taking a leap up, 9-8. Dolphins 8-9, Jets 7-10. All right. Mm-hmm. Reasonable. Then look at AFC North. I thought, it's a little low. They have the Ravens 11-6, but okay, they got them atop. Bengals 10-7. I assume that would be good enough to get to the playoffs. Who knows? Steelers 9-8. Browns 5-12. Then we go down. AFC South. Guess it makes sense. Texans 11-6. Jags make a nice leap. 9-8. Colts 7-10. Tennessee 4-13. All right, let me just cut to the chase now. Let's go to the NFC East. They've got the Eagles. All right. Makes sense. Leading the division. 11-6.
All right.
Wow. They were 14-3 years
ago. Google Gemini
six
has.
Losses. That's a lot.
The Dallas Cowboys, second, 10-7.
Okay.
That's a three-game improvement.
It has the New York Giants going 8-9. It has the Washington Commanders going from a 13-win team to a 6-win team this year.
Wow.
If that happens, there are going to be some people on suicide 13. Watch. That is, well,
they were 12-5 last year, right?
Right.
All right.
Won two games in the playoffs.
So 14, right, 14 and
that
six.
Is a drop-off.
Google Gemini.
Gemini. 12,
so it's also a six-win difference.
I mean, it's just random. I you know what? I put zero stock in that. Zero. Actually, less than
zero. Well, they're high on, I guess, the Cowboys because they have Dak back, right?
You could see that happening. I mean, a three-game improvement when you get your quarterback back.
But they have the Giants. You know what?
They have the Giants ahead of them.
Ahead of the Commanders.
Yes, Cakes. That's why I said you would be infuriated.
Take your computer, okay? let's move this and throw it right out the window. And can you sacrifice your computer?
Now.
It's already beat up. Just even, throw it out the window, please.
Even the USA Today, which wrote the article, says that it would be an unheard of conclusion in the district for them to finish 6-11. And it seems impossible, barring an injury to Jaden Daniels. But the chat bot, Google Gemini, I guess their whole rationale is that Washington's going all in, and it just could struggle to integrate all the new pieces. And so that's how it came up with, this must be a dumb AI.
It's like that AI missed some school.
I mean, the only way they're going.
I put that on like 10% chance.
That's a low seed AI. I mean, we hear about GPT number one, Grok number two.
Google Gemini before right now.
I think we use it every time you do a Google search. That's the first AI kind of thing that pops up.
Have you ever willingly used Google Gemini?
I've never sought it out.
Yeah, thank you. It's like searching with Bing.
But hold on. That's jarring. They've got Google Gemini has the Commanders dead last in the NFC East.
The only thing that might be worse, and Drab called me out for it last week. He came in and looked at my computer. He's like, "Are you using Microsoft Edge as your browser?" And I said, "Yes." Yep. And he sneered at it like it was Happy Gilmore too.
Cakes is in such a box that just whatever comes standard in front of it. He's not an upgrade guy.
I've got Google Chrome on my bottom toolbar.
Nobody uses Edge.
Apparently, I'm the only guy.
All right, hold on.
So but is Edge supposed to be better than Chrome?
I don't know. Do you think I know?
Chrome.
I use Firefox. My Chrome I've had issues with.
Mm-hmm. The only way they're winning six games is if there's a major injury.
Well, they say Jaden Daniels goes down. Correct. You can see it. But outside of that. So let's take – and they're not saying there's an injury. They're just saying they think it could be difficult to integrate all these different pieces.
That's what training camp's for.
Okay. So let's go around the room. I know what we think. I think that them winning 10 games is, and maybe I'm stupid, and it's been proven before, but I put it like a 10% chance, and it would be a major injury. So I totally disagree with this. To win six games.
Yeah.
What do you, Cakes?
Less than a 0% chance they win six games or less.
I would go higher. I mean, I don't think it's likely, but 30% chance.
What do you think is the likelihood there?
That they go 6-11, I would say 30% chance.
All right, Jason.
I think that they're more likely to go the opposite of that.
11-6.
If they don't have an injury to JD?
Yeah.
Less than 30.
But the 15, schedule...
15?
The schedule is more difficult.
The schedule's more difficult, and I keep pointing this out. Now, the playoffs, you can't take that away from... But they were 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
And then they beat Will Levis and Penix and Trey Lance and Kenny Pickett.
Yep.
So you can make an argument.
And we won a bunch of one-score games.
Very fortunate.
Won a bunch of one-score games.
Particularly at the end, that five-game winning streak kind of changes your perception. If they were 7-5 and let's say they went 2-3 down the stretch and were 9-8, you'd have different expectations. But instead, they won five in a row, facing these backup quarterbacks for the most part. And so your perception's different. But the playoffs were impressive wins.
Yeah, to go on the road to both Tampa and Detroit, and they just smacked Detroit in the face a bunch of times, which I loved. That is not happening. There's no chance, again, unless Jaden goes down, Terry holds out the entire year. There's no way they're winning six games or less.
I mean, here's your last five quarterbacks they face,
I want to hear
TV.
From people, 800-636-1067. What's your take on the USA Today's article using Google Gemini? And their prediction is that the Commanders will finish 6-11.
Cakes, here are your last five quarterbacks. You can give me ding or buzz on whether they're good or not that they faced last year. So they're 7-5.
Right.
They lost three in a row. Will Levis.
Not good.
Spencer Rattler.
Pretty bad.
Almost lost him.
Would have been Jalen Hurts. So it was Hurts, but then Pickett finished three quarters.
If you want to be specific, Hurts did play in the game.
Yeah, he did.
He played 10 minutes.
He did play in the game.
Okay.
So I give that a ding.
And Devontae dropped the ball that would have sealed the game.
And then it was Penix and Trey Lance.
Penix played well in the game.
Penix was decent.
Right. Trey Lance doesn't count.
I'm just saying that you didn't face Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen down the stretch.
Any market out there for my guy, Trey Lance? I know that's not a thing.
But here's the deal.
I backed the wrong horse.
Where is he?
Five.
I think he's at his couch.
I don't know if he's been signed.
Wow.
Five of the first eight are on the road. And Green Bay won't be easy. Atlanta won't be easy. The Chargers won't be easy. Dallas won't be easy. You know Kansas City won't be easy. Mm-hmm. They've got some tough roadies in the first.
Trey Lance on the Chargers.
Yes. Is he?
Yeah. Didn't realize that.
I just want to say, of all the things I've read leading up to 2025, that's the most disturbing. That's the most jarring. That's the one I have the most guttural reaction to. I don't care where you rank Jaden Daniels. I don't care what you think of our running back room. I don't care what you rate the defense. Google Gemini's prediction of us going 6-11, that's upset me more than anything I've read.
Well, the most offensive thing is they have the Giants ahead of the Commanders.
Yeah.
The cellar-dwelling Giants.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing. Let the Giants finish atop
you. But is it possible,
I
don't think this is likely, but is it possible that the Giants, most people respect Dable as a coach, that with Russell Wilson, that they take a jump up? Just forget about them surpassing
maybe
Washington.
Maybe a slight jump.
Okay, so it's possible that they could improve, And is it possible that Washington has less wins?
Sure, both of those things are possible.
Yeah, but six is bad. If you said, you know what, maybe even 8-9, that they lose all these one-score games that they won last year, they're not going to get lucky on Hail Marys, etc., I would say, man, that sucks, but maybe that's possible. This seems crazy to me.
Did dumb Gemini take into account the first four opponents for the Giants? Mm-hmm. They're on the road here week one. They're on the road two at Dallas. They host Kansas City, and they host the Chargers. That is an 0-4 start, if I've ever seen one in the history of the world.
They won't
go. That is 0-4.
They won't go 0-4. How much would I bet on it?
I get 0-4, 1-3.
No.
I get
you
both
just
of
said,
those.
You just said it's an 0-4.
$10, they won't go.
I get zero. Right.
He's our ultimate backtracker.
I'm trying to give myself a better
here's
out.
Here's the deal. The 49ers went 12-5 2 years ago, went to the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. The following year? S happens. They went 6-11.
Yeah, but you had a bad, you had injuries and all that stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That can happen.
This is not talking about injuries.
They're not saying they're going to be injury free.
No, but they're not saying, oh, they're predicting a major injury. They're saying,
okay, but NFL teams have major injuries. They always do.
Some. We kind of avoided them last year.
Not always to the quarterback.
We kind of avoided them last year.
But things just go bad.
Understood. Get the bet book out. I'll take it for $5, not for $10, that the Giants start 0-4,
right,
if you're willing to take it.
Put it in.
Bang, let's go.
All right, Drab.
Let's go.
I wanted to bet that, but you actually sold me, and then you backtracked.
I mean, I'm just trying to get more favorable terms, JP. It's the way these
things usually
work.
He always puts himself in a hole. Drab, where do you stand on this 6-11? Do you think
I don't know. I wouldn't care what an AI anything predicted for standings.
Well, it's just way out of the realm of what I would think would be possible for this team.
No, nothing's impossible. If it said the Chiefs 6-10, okay, that would be weird. But like the Commanders haven't had a long history of being dominant year in and year out. I think they're
better this year than last year. The schedule will be more difficult, but I think they're on paper better.
Well, they had an much easier schedule. So if the schedule's more difficult and they won a lot of
So you think 6 wins is a reasonable projection?
No, I mean, 7 or 8 is definitely possible.
See, had the playoffs not happened, I might have, you could have convinced me that they were a little counterfeit if the playoffs didn't happen.
Yeah.
But the playoffs did happen.
Right.
They won on the road in Tampa. That was a good win. Then they stomped all over Detroit.
They embarrassed them.
And what you saw in Detroit is what you saw a lot throughout the season. Where Trust Way basically didn't punt. Mm-hmm. They're an offense with a punter that doesn't punt because their offense is that good. It's hard to take that away from them.
You know what we should do? We should short Google stock for having Gemini. It's such an embarrassment to think the Giants are going to have a better record than the Commanders.
All right, somebody,
that's laughable.
All right, the same guy just asked ChatGPT to make predictions. They have the Commanders between 7 and 9 wins. Now, that's also disappointing, but it's not as bad as 6.
I mean, you could live with 9 wins.
Yeah.
You could live with it. It wouldn't be great, but you could live with it.
I could easily see 9 wins, tougher schedule. You know, you're not going to have as many close wins go your way. 6 wins, that's catastrophic.
6 wins.
6, would be.
6 wins is catastrophic.
To the core. Yeah.
Somebody ask Gronk.
That first interaction with Gronk.
I'm going to ask Gronk right now.
Gronk has him 9-8, third in the NFC East.
Behind Philly and Dallas.
We need to get. Let's ask all the bots, all the AI joints. What is their prediction?
Well, we can ask 4 bots right here.
I already predicted them with like 12 or 13 wins. I'm just way out
Dude,
there.
They ain't getting there. That's jarring to me. I don't know. I'd like to hear from people. Are you just no big deal?
You could probably see anything from 6 to 11 or 12.
I can't really see six.
I'm saying when you're looking at predictions, you probably could find
right. But I'm saying in my world, 6 is below.
6 is bad.
That's bad. That's like predicting 2.
Yeah.
Well, then you're picking number 1 in the draft. Like you have 2 or 3.
That's really
wins.
Bad, dude. 6 is really bad.
It's not great. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Has this AI prediction shaken you like it's shaken EB? Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Been talking about Commanders training camp throughout the show. Training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Grant Paulson, who joined us earlier, echoed what we're hearing from everyone, that Trey Amos seems to be a star.
Maybe and John Kime can't stop talking about
and
him.
And if he's that good, maybe he just starts opposite Lattimore on the outside and you shift Sandersville back into the slot, which is his more natural position and kind of where he thrived in college. I mean, that would be, I think, a boon to that secondary if that could happen.
Well, I think it's going to happen, Cakes. I think
that's great.
I mean, based on what we hear, it's going to be Lattimore and it's going to be Amos.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then GP was saying that he thinks the secondary has been really, I mean, he's been out there how many days?
I think he's been every day.
Yeah, four or five days. He said the secondary really looks good.
Kime keeps saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And that way a guy like Noah I, who was pressed into action as a starter for part of last year, he becomes a reserve and a depth guy, which is probably what he's more suited for.
And he's been doing great at that, too.
Right, and then you sprinkle him in on special teams, use him there.
That's why this freaking Google Gemini 6-win prediction, by the way, is still bothering me. But Val Drabby, I don't know. Maybe this shows you the problem with like Grok, because they're getting different answers. Somebody else asked Grok what their prediction was, and it said, let me see here. It said, based on their 12-win 2024 season, Jaden Daniels' development, I mean, it's kind of incredible what it absorbs. The O-line upgrades, Tunsil and Connerly, and Deebo Samuel's addition, but the eighth toughest schedule, I predict the Commanders go 11-6 in 2025.
There you go.
That's what somebody got from Gronk 14 minutes ago.
I love Gronk. He's awesome.
Big fan.
He knows his football.
He does. He's so smart.
We're not that far away from fantasy drafts, people.
Well, I told you, you should start.
I mean, there aren't that.
You should be running a mock draft every day between now and your real draft.
Cakes does that. I'm not a mock draft guy.
Just one a day. It takes you five minutes.
I usually just look at rankings from some of the people that we respect in the business of fantasy football. I'll do a couple of those, but
I think you should.
We're not that far away from it.
I know. They're looming. Now, you don't want to do them too early, like the real drafts too early, because we
would never do one in the second week of
preseason games yet.
Yeah, I wouldn't
do that. The sweet spot for fantasy drafts, I think the season starts on the 4th or 5th is the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Probably last week of August into the first week of September. That's when you want to get it done. When everything's done, all your depth charts are sorted out, all your position battles are done. There's no more guys running around that are going to get injured before the season starts.
Yeah, the first game is the Dallas-Philly game, which is September 4th.
Right.
I've got one draft on August 30th. I've got another one on September 1st.
Perfect.
Another one that we haven't determined a date yet.
Mm-hmm.
How many leagues do I get in? That's the question. Last year I was in 8 total if you include the college leagues. That was down from 10 the year before.
Okay. I think 6 to 8 is a good number.
6 to 8. How many will you be in?
I'll probably be in around that number.
6 to 8?
Yeah.
I'm low by your standards. I think I do 3. I just do 1 college football.
Yeah, I'm going to do
two. And
I do 2 college, and I'll probably do 5 pro. I'm just addicted to it. It's an addiction.
You know what? It's something you enjoy. You like doing it.
I do.
By the way, I see JP Finley is tweeting, Jaden looks absolutely dialed today.
Today's
might be the best he's looked all camp.
I mean, Linnell Willingham tweeted out, I want to say about half an hour ago, that Jaden threw a dot to Deebo in the end zone.
Right.
Oh, that was today?
Today.
Deebo is just going to be a beast.
I don't think he's going to forget how to play quarterback.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think he's going to be legit.
Maybe he's had some bad days, but again, I told you, I can't remember if it was J.J. Watt or whatever, that some of these guys,
of course,
they have to make throws. They wouldn't make throws into coverage in a regular season game, but they have to make the throw based on the play call in training camp.
Yeah, and they're just trying.
And it ends up being picked off.
Has Google Gemini seen the dot that Jaden threw to Deebo today?
Maybe it'll get us another win.
Maybe get a few more dubs.
All right, let's go real quick.
Hold on. You mean the fat, overweight guy who's not going to do anything?
Well, he did look kind of slow and chunky about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, my God. 3 weeks? When did you see him 3 weeks ago? When did he look slow and chunky?
There were clips.
3 weeks ago?
Wasn't it about 3 weeks ago?
I mean, they were in camp 3 weeks ago.
Like a mini camp.
Oh, that was a while ago. That was like June 10th.
All right, let's go to Elijah. Elijah, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, man.
I just want to chime in on this whole secondary thing, man. Yeah. I was looking at some videos of Trey Amos as well. And I was even checking out with I have a family member that plays corner at Maryland. Who it is right now is irrelevant. It's not what we're talking about. But, man, the kid, his feet, you can see even going through the drills, he even looks faster. Obviously, it's training camp. Everybody's working on different stuff. But he even looks faster than Laddie at certain points. They have, like, this V kind of drill, and they're mirroring a guy. They put their hand, they put their foot in the turf, and they get almost like if you're look like you're in a cover slant, and then he kind of kicks it out to, like, this out kind of to the boundary. It looks like he has a good change of direction. It looks like he's going to be able to stick to guys.
Well, he ran a 4.43 in the 40. I'm guessing that at this point, Lattimore is not running that.
You can see it. It's just, it pops. You can tell. Like, certain guys are just going to be able to play. Even in the drills, you can it translates certain moments. I'm like, he has the swag, certain stuff that we need at that position that I think is just going to help. And I think, personally, they're going to assist in the pass rush. Because I think this pass rush is going to be layered. You're going to have a quick pass rush from, like, a Von Miller. You're going to get a delayed rush from, like, a guy like Frankie Louvu, because he can rush in the middle of a sequence. Some guys, if they don't rush early, that's it. That's all the gas they got. He's a guy who can wait, dissect the play, and then rush as it goes. And then you got secondary guys who can do that, too.
Elijah, what do you think about that Google Gemini?
Man, I don't.
Six wins?
That's sad. I think if people like the idea before, like, people like to have a steamy, not even just Washington. You kind of get steamy a little bit. You're like, you know, you kind of want to, you know, give them what's this movie? Read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines. You kind of just want to give them, like,
I don't get the reference.
Flip them the bird. You know, it's like, you kind of get it. People are scared of Washington. We have the best quarterback in the NFC. I'm saying it right now.
Elijah, we got to run, man. Thanks for the call. We got to go.
Thank you, buddy.
He's all in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It looks good today, apparently. That's good. That's
Google
good.
Gemini stinks. Stinks
I'm out
on
it.
Ice.
I'm out
all right, we got to get out of here.
My Google shares.
For Bish, KCB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.